All right, well, you boys know of anybody we should pray for? Chris? Marcus's? Chris Irie? Jaden? Ryan Gray? Okay. All right, well, let's pray. Father, we just come before you and we just say thank you for today and thank you for giving us a chance to be together, Lord. And we pray that you would be with Marcus's, Lord, and just be with them on the road and Carol, Lord. Pray for Chris Irie. Lord, just be with him where he's at right now. And help him, God, with what he's facing. Be with Brother Brian, Lord, and all that are with him right now. And just Lord and Jessica. God, just be with all of them, Lord. We just pray that your will be done. Lead us, God. Help us to hear your word. Help us to hear what your spirit would say to us, God. Help us to trust you, to obey you. And just lead us, Lord. Help us take heed where your light is, God. Let us follow your light. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. Well, it is in the Septuagint, it's Psalm 61. In the Masoretic, it's Psalm 62. This is, it says it's David writing this. He says, "Shall not my soul be submissive to God? For from him is my salvation. For he is my God and my Savior. He's my protector. I shall be shaken no more." I think that's neat. David is seems like he's asking himself. Anna, you sit in that chair. David's asking himself. He's saying, "Shall not my soul be submissive to God?" You know, and he says, "For from him is my salvation." I think we can kind of get disillusioned or led astray sometimes by whatever in life. And sometimes we just need to wake ourselves up and say, "Wake up. Shall not my soul just submit to God?" Because he's where salvation comes from. He's my God and my Savior. He's my protector. And he says, "I shall be shaken no more." Then he asks this question, "How long will you attack a man? All of you murder him." He's talking about men now. "How long will you attack a man? All of you murder him. You attack him as you would a leaning wall or a broken hedge. They also plan to remove my honor. They ran with a lie. They bless with their mouth, and they curse with their heart. However," nice, talking to himself again, "however, no matter how bad it is, or what others may have done to me," he says, "however, be submissive to God, O my soul, for my patient endurance is from him. For he is my God and my Savior, my protector. I shall never be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. He is the God of my help. And my hope is in God. Hope in Him, all you congregation of people. Pour out your hearts before Him. God is our helper. And I just think that's a real blessing just to help carry us through life if we can just remember that God is good. He's the good one. And if we can just hang on to that no matter what happens in our life, do not forget that. Just to trust in Him. He will be a light for us. Okay, talking about men again, he goes, verse 10 says, "But the sons of men are useless. The sons of men are liars with the yokes of wrongdoing. They are altogether useless. Do not hope in wrongdoing, and do not hunger for booty or possessions. If riches flow in, do not set your heart on them. God spoke once. I heard these two things." These are two things that David heard. That power is of God. And you, O Lord, and to you, O Lord, is mercy. So the two things David said he heard from God is that power belongs to God. He's got the power. That's why we can trust in Him, because He's got the power. And then he says, "And to you is mercy." God being powerful, also is merciful, which is just a real comfort to me. So, for you, but and this is how he ends it. He says, "For God, you will repay every man according to his works." So, God is merciful, but there will be a judgment. And, I would like to let my children sometimes do whatever they want to do sometimes, because it might make them happy for a little bit of time. But I can't do that. If they do what's wrong, they eventually are going to, they're going to run into a consequence. I may be merciful at a time, but there's going to be a time where there's going to have to be a judgment. There's going to have to be a consequence. And God has shown all of us mercy and given us a chance. This is our chance. So let's live our lives in a way that we know that God wants us to live our lives. And we know that that has to do with loving people, loving others, not being selfish, not thinking of ourselves more than we think about other people. The world has plenty of that. We want to learn how to love and live our lives that way. Because that's the only hope and the only answer for us and for everybody else. Okay. Well, your verses were a commandment of Jesus, right? Or something like that. Is that right? Is that what it was? A teaching of Jesus? Okay. Sylvester, do you have one today?
Yeah. with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment, and the second is like namely this: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these.
Amen. That's right. What it's all about.
Mark 8:34.
Wait, I'm sorry. Do that reference one more time.
Mark 8:34. Whoever desires to come after me, let him take up his cross and follow me.
John 12:35-36.
A little louder, son.
A little while is the light with you. Walk while you have light, lest darkness overtake you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While you have light, believe in the light, so that you may become sons of the light.
Hey, amen. If we have light right now, Let's follow it before it's gone. So, all right, older, young men, maybe just stand up where you're at, or.
James 3:6-8. But he gives a great grace. Therefore, it says, God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded.
I got one about working hard, and I found out I need to work at that a little, and I found a verse, Luke 17:10. So you too, when you do all the things which are commanded you, say, we are unworthy servants. We have done only that which we ought to have done.
Okay. Did Marcus?
Marcus's voice.
Yeah.
Verses, so.
Sure.
Here's Rod.
Maybe the older voice will sit down for a minute.
Can you hear us? Can you hear us, Marcus? I can't hear. hear you.
Yes, you hear loud.
What do I do about that?
Well, it just went up. We're trying to get on it now.
Okay.
Mari, voice.
Oh, it was his voice. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought the computer messed up.
Yeah.
Mari has technical difficulties of the larynx. Okay, the big boys again.
Mine was, Jesus said, love your enemies and bless those that curse you. And one way to do that is whenever your boss yells at you or whatever, just listen to what he has to say and don't talk back. Because normally he has something good to say.
I thought about where Jesus said, love him with all your... follow your heart. Sometimes that's pretty hard to do when you think about all this other stuff in the world that looks exciting.
I thought about Matthew 5, Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers. And I could probably do a lot better job being a peacemaker instead of keeping the fire started.
I had Matthew 5 where Jesus said, love your enemies and do good to them, then hate you. I could probably do a whole lot better than what I've been doing. What Jesus teaching is, love your enemies, because some of my siblings sometimes make me mad, and it's kind of hard to annoy them, and I just have a verse in Proverbs. Be
ye
angry and sin not, let not the sun go down upon your wrath.
I thought Matthew, it says to love your neighbor as yourself and do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. I'm just trying to be patient with my siblings and people around me, just treating people how I'd like to be treated. Somebody said one time that the question, how do you want your brothers and sisters to remember you when you grow up and get older? You know, I've just thought about that. Just like try to be patient and be nice to them.
I just kind of thought of Jesus' whole life, how he always did the will of God. His Father just always pleased God, and by that he honored him. And I just thought, well, that's the example he gave to other young men to be honor their father, and I just want to be better at doing that.
You have a sign?
Yeah, I was thinking this week, just really trying to work on not being selfish. Really try to work on preferring others before you. Maybe think about how you could do that better. What you could do to put others before yourself, and just be a helper that way. Just think about that. Work on that. Young boys, ask your dad how you're doing. I'll ask you. I guess probably find a verse that has something to do with being selfish or something like that, or not being selfish. Whatever. That's it. You can sit down.
Would that be the same for the big boys?
Yeah.